If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. It is a bioenergetic synchronization technique day with Dr. Nels Rasmussen in the house. If you want to check him out, go to Nels, N-E-L-S, healingministry.com. Watch the testimonials and read them for see the miracles he's working. We're presently working on Rick and Tycho. Rick, you still with us?
I am.
All right. Now, over the break, some things occurred to me, and I had Dr. Nels test the thyroid medication, the liquid versus the pills. The pills broke energy. The liquid is better and stronger, so he should stay on that more absorbable form of thyroid.
Okay.
I had him check on the injections, either the Vetilog or the Depo. Both were strong, and we got every 10 days for the injections, and you can do both or just the Depo. He's got a strong response on either one.
They're both beneficial.
Okay. They're both beneficial, but since we're still so critical, and since he got a positive and a strong hold with the Vetilog Depo, I'd vote for Vetilog and Depo right now every 10 days. Let's see. What else did we? I think that's what we checked on during the break. And you got the raw food is good. The stuffing the bone
sounds like a great idea.
Yeah,
stuffing the
bone. That was a great idea, Kathy. Now, what else on your list would you like us to check on, Rick?
Okay, so he's taking a medicine called sucralfate, which is for soothing the stomach.
Ooh.
And that's the only other,
Interestingly enough, I was surprised because it sounded good, but when I do my test, it breaks, which means that that one's not actually beneficial.
Okay.
And
we also tried giving him an appetite stimulant. I don't remember its name, but I could look. I have it not too far away.
Just think about, giving him the appetite stimulant, and I get that that's okay.
Okay. Whatever that other stuff is, that's not beneficial.
Yeah.
But the appetite stimulant is. I just had a hit. What I wanted to ask, what about the missing link supplement? Because that could be mixed with water and given. Is that strong?
Yeah, I get strong with that.
Okay. What I'm wondering, because we could put them in as the winners and get whatever version of missing link sent, but that would take a few days. I have bags of the senior formula, which is, with the New Zealand green mussel. Is that good for him?
Yep, that works.
Okay, Rick, any chance that you could rendezvous with me after the show when I'm driving home to pick up this missing link?
I'm leaving for Seattle as soon as we finish talking.
Okay, all right.
I'll be there for a while, so I'll give you a call later and see what we can do.
Well, okay, we can rendezvous, or let's check.
Okay.
Let me have Nails check. Missing link, canine formula skin and coat.
That works.
Canine formula hip and joint.
That works.
Canine formula senior.
Oh, actually, that's not as good as the other two.
Okay, so then I'll put you in as the winner, and I can send. So either skin and coat, I would think, for the omega, increased omega oil and stuff.
Either one of those seem to work well.
Okay, right.
I have one, and it's professional veterinary formula canine blend, and it just says superfood supplement. There's no.
Oh, that's right, because Dr. Doug has missing link, and it's a stronger formula. Is that good?
And that's working, yeah.
Okay, that would be good if you could get him into it, you could get it into him.
Yeah.
Sometimes they like it mixed in with the food, but you could also syringe it in water.
Yeah. I have two other things I give him too.
Okay.
Dr. Doug gave these to me. Transfer factor.
I get that's beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And ashwagandha.
And that's good too.
Okay.
Do you need to know amounts on those, or have you got a recommendation that's...
Dr. Doug said 2 pills each twice a day with each meal.
Okay,
that's,
it works.
That's strong. Okay.
And ashwagandha, a dropper full twice a day.
Yeah, and that works too.
Okay.
Okay, anything else in the food or supplements?
Otherwise, I'm giving him nothing every day. The other things are things like me to give him iron, but I'm having trouble getting iron in him.
That doesn't test good.
Iron's not working out right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Iron can be difficult in the digestive tract, and it's probably better when he's recovered.
Okay. And the other thing are remedies that Dr. Doug doesn't necessarily tell me every day. He says, give him this today, don't give him this. So there's nothing else other than I'm giving him some remedies occasionally, but just for Dr. Doug's recommendation.
Okay. The other thing that's popping, flashing for me now is I think, Dr. Nails, you got, off air. That Gracie, the other Bisenji in the household, needed a basic reset. Is that true?
Let me just check on that. Yeah, I do get that she would benefit from that. And let me also check.
There's Nancy. Nancy, wife and mom involved here with the dogs.
Right. So what I can do, because what I'm getting on both of them, is I can just do a basic energetic reset without the tactile thing and
that. Oh, okay. Great.
So,
okay.
So during a break, a commercial break, I can just that reset.
You'll do Gracie and Nancy.
Right.
Okay, so Dr. Nails will take care of that. We don't have to do it on air, Rick.
Okay, great.
You're taking off. Notice what's different. Remember that I trust over the hearts, I trust. And then, let's see, how can you get a read, Dr. Nails, on how often he should listen to the archive and do this basic, the initial treatments?
Well, what I get is, you might want to listen to it again to just make sure you've got the pattern of contacts that we did. And then if you can do that once a day and resting on each of the pairs of points for about 3 minutes per set, that should do it.
Perfect. I can do that.
Okay. And should he do it again tonight, or does he wait again tomorrow?
Tonight would be good.
Okay, if you can do it again tonight, okay. Well, we kind of have to work with their schedule. So yeah. If you can do it again tonight and then every day,
right,
once a day, that would be good.
Right.
Okay. Can do that.
All right. And then would you mind at least giving me a call this evening or something and let me know how we're doing in the eating department?
I definitely will.
And I still haven't been able to connect with Darcy yet, so I think she's still busy with her brother, but I'm working, you know, I've got the calls in, so... We'll get a read as soon as we can on that, and let's everybody think Tycho is a good dog.
Yay.
And see Rick trusting, and all is well.
All right.
All right, okay. Rick. I'll look forward to a message later, okay?
Thank you very, very, very much.
You're welcome,
really,
and I'm so glad I could talk with you, Rick.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yep,
blessings.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You bye.
All right, folks. Now, we are going to go to Maggie in Bellevue next, but phone lines are now open. So available to anyone and everyone who wants to call in. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. All right, we are going to Bellevue and welcoming back to Animal World. Maggie, welcome back.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You sound much brighter this week than you did last week.
Yeah, but I still don't feel that great. But my kitty did good. We had a rug cleaning yesterday, and she did a little more peeing than... But she was tapering off really good.
And Sammy, I don't know if you remember Dr. Nels, but Maggie has called in about Sammy a number and had the sinus, chronic sinus things.
Oh, yeah.
And then eventually what Maggie was, Sammy was diagnosed with lymphoma in the nose.
Uh-huh.
Right?
No.
Oh.
Not in the nose. No, she had...
Lymphoma in general. Wasn't it? Or am I confusing you with somebody
else?
No,
you're confusing
me. Okay. So, Sammy was the one that was inappropriately eliminating. Is that right?
That's right.
Oh, okay. Okay. I've got the two of
you guys. Doing way better because I take her to the doctor and she's doing way better on that end. And we got her all set to do what she needs to do back on track.
Oh, okay.
And she's doing good on going in the litter box and she's not peeing as much, except for yesterday, because she's upset, maybe, because of the rug cleaning.
Oh, okay.
And I do have a friend that emailed you in, Diane Orsonio. She had an operation on her throat, and she's concerned about her voice. And maybe Dr. Nels could
Oh,
help.
That's right, because she couldn't... we did her last week, too.
Yeah.
So, and you know, and Dr. Nels knows... Don't you know Diane... have you worked on her before, Diane Orsonio? No, it might be another listener that I'm thinking about.
Yeah, but she's concerned about her voice. It's been a week and 4 days from her operation.
Okay, well, we'll do because we did her, I remember we got an email from her last week.
Yeah.
And she'd had polyp surgery or something in her throat. And she's on, she couldn't talk, so she couldn't call in, so she emailed us. But Dr. Nels can, we'll see if he can get a connection with her. Not having her on the phone, but let's check in with Sammy because you said Sammy's better, but we advised that you call in so Dr. Nels could check and see if she needs a basic reset after all of this.
She is doing a lot better.
So, he's checking in with her now.
And I am finding a few points. Not quite the basic reset. It's a little bit different. And the reason I say that is just because I've found there are certain points that are near almost universal. In other words, they help to reset the fight flight system, and they're almost always the same points. In this case, Sammy's case, there's a point on the neck in the usual place about halfway between the head and the shoulders, and the other one is actually only just a little ways down the rib cage. And anyway, I'm going to be making some contact there and just getting that reset.
Wonderful.
So we're starting to feel a little bit of a tickle of a pulse here, but it's not quite synchronizing yet. So how long has this problem been going on?
Well, a couple of months, but she's doing way better than she was.
All right, good, Good. Okay, good. I'm sorry.
Yeah, oh, and Sammy's 14 years old, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Let's see. She called. I pulled out my call list from last week because, you know, I have to remind myself.
I don't know how you would keep up with everything, Martha.
Well, and your voice is similar to Sue and Bothell. And Sue and Bothell is the one that has Jasper with a sinus and a lymphoma.
Yeah, I remember
but
Jasper.
Maggie, their voices are similar, I think. But Maggie called in. Sammy's 14 years old, and she was urinating a lot. The flow had increased, and she was inappropriately doing it somewhat. So we suggested she better be checked out at 14 because it could be indicative of some, you know, diabetes or kidney failure or that kind of stuff. So Maggie, you did have, and Jude and Paul, of course, did their magic.
Yes, and she has simmered down since they did that.
But you did say you took her to the vet, did you?
I did take her to the vet, and they said that her kidney vitals were up a little bit, but not much to worry about.
But has her urine output gone back to normal now?
Yeah, like since last week, yeah. It looks pretty good.
Okay, so that's great. And so Dr. Nels is finding some points to reset her with, so this should be really good for her.
Yeah, because now it's an interesting combination I'm doing here. Again, it's something new I haven't done before. Ha.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
We kind of have a unique thing going on here, don't we? Yeah.
Yeah. So what I did is I did the an upper and a lower point. The lower point was in the rib cage area, and I'm actually maintaining that contact and then moved down to Sammy's abdomen. So we're connecting some more points there. And a lot of things have to do with connections between the upper body and the lower body and how the brain relates to basically through kind of a servo mechanism or a auxiliary computer, which is the gut brain. And so we're kind of bringing the gut brain and the head brain into good communication through this connection process we're doing. All right, we've got the left side done, and I need to do the right side there as well. So we're getting that done. So Sammy's getting all kinds of tune-ups, veterinarian tune-ups, energetic tune-ups.
Yeah, harmonic and energy shifting, and now bioenergetic
synchronization. Yeah, this should be great
technique
for her.
Oh, great. I'm impressed.
All right. I'm starting to get some good pulses happening over here on the right side as well. There we go. They're coming into synchronization.
Super.
All right. Now we are. Good solid pulse on there, and and we're done with Sammy. Sammy's looking good.
Good. Now do me.
Okay. Let's check on you, Maggie, and see what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know why. I've got a little energy back, but I still don't feel like my regular self. I mean, I'm not real bad or anything, but just not my regular self.
Okay, so what I'm going to have you do is the feeling of trust comes up for you, and this is a very common thing. Something happens to disrupt our trust in God or the universe or life or even other people, but our ability to trust is interrupted. And so what you can do is you can put your hands over your heart while we go through this exercise. I'm going to be contacting just above your eyebrows. And what you're going to do is you'll be thinking trust, and you'll have your eyes closed, looking up to the right. And you're going to do that slow, controlled breathing where it's a slow breath in, hold it for several seconds, then you slowly breathe out and hold it out for several seconds. So get that going. And you'll be thinking trust and the number 7 as we go through this.
So hands over heart, close your eyes, look up to the left, slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word trust and the number 7.
And that's starting to work. Just keep focusing on trust and the number 7.
Closed eyes, looking up to the left.
Up right.
Or up to the right. Up to the right and slow, controlled breathing. Can't read my own writing here. Problem.
Okay, there we go, Maggie. You can open your eyes again.
I was practicing that while you were talking to the other fellow.
Excellent. So now what I'm going to have you do, Maggie, is I want you to just think the words, I trust. Okay, and I'm doing a muscle test on this end, and so we got it. That's working.
Yay!
All right, and that will help really re-energize you, because that vibration or feeling of trust is going to help eliminate negativity in your nerve system from other negative feelings that you've incorporated.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
All right, Maggie.
God bless you both.
And I just have to tell you, I haven't lost it. I've got my phone notes from last week.
Well, you do.
And
wonderful.
The reason I got the Diane confused, because we had two Dianes last week. Remember, we had Diane from Seattle, who's got the cat Quinn, who gave you such a great testimonial.
Yeah.
Because she's a client of yours.
Then
we had Diane from Bellevue, which was the email one who has the throat polyps. So I got those two confused. Are you able to get a connection with Diane Orsonio in Bellevue?
Maggie, Diane's your friend, right, Maggie?
Diane is my good friend.
Okay, so
see if
I just
think
want
can
you
make
to,
it through you. Yeah.
Yeah, so what I want you to do is just get a good image of her in your mind.
Well, she's listening in right now.
All right, excellent. Yeah.
And you just think of her, Maggie, so because that's how Dr. Nels is going to connect in.
All right. So what we're going to be doing with Diane is actually, because you guys are so bonded together here.
Ah, okay.
We are going to do the same thing that we did for her. She can just repeat your exercise of controlled breathing, looking up to the right with the eyes closed.
Hands over heart with trust.
Yep. And thinking
and
trust.
And number 7.
And the number 7.
Okay, so Diane, hands on your heart, close your eyes, look up to the right, slow, controlled breathing, repeating the word trust and the number 7.
Okay, there we go. We're starting to get some good pulsing coming in. Just keep that going a little bit longer. And then the same thing as far as a good exercise to do repeatedly throughout the day is hands over the heart thinking, I trust.
Well, and you can imagine that Diane might be having some trust issues, having the polyp surgery in the throat, and, you know, we're not healing as quickly as we want to and stuff.
Yeah.
That can push your trust buttons, like Rick and Tycho, with so much we're doing, and it's been difficult and complicated. That can buck the trust.
Right.
So, yeah, it makes sense.
So, okay, and that's what we needed to do with Diane.
Thank you.
All right.
You're very,
very
welcome.
Welcome.
Thanks for calling Animal World.
Hey, thanks, and God bless you both.
Bye-bye. All right, we are going to take care of advertisers and sponsors because it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. So be sure and listen, pay attention, thank them, support them. Phone lines are open. And if you would like a free remote session with Dr. Nels for yourself, for your animal friends, might be for both, depending. Sometimes you call in about your animal friends. He's, oh, got to do you first. But sometimes you're off the hook, and we only have to do the animal. But it just occurred to me, too, I'm wondering, for those that call in, simply because we do archive the shows on the website, is it a good idea for them to listen again and go through the process again?
They could indeed do that. It's anytime you get a good reminder of doing something positive for yourself, how could that be bad?
Sure. All right. So stay right where you are. Local number, 425-373-5527. I've got one line open now. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. Email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? The choice is clear. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And just wanted to remind you that the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga now offers advanced yoga courses leading to Yoga Alliance 500 level RYT 500 certification. I have no idea what that means, but if you're a yoga person, you know, Hatha Yoga, excuse me, you probably know. And also wanted to remind you that you can now get a brief Sunday service at East West Bookstore in Seattle before the store opens from 9 to 10. How cool is that? And Bhima and Bhakti, just a delightful young couple, they directed and did the kirtan at the temple last night. And, oh, they are so, they're just absolutely wonderful. I adore them. At any rate, check out AnandaWashington.org for all the great stuff that Ananda has. And be sure you tune in for November 1st because we're going to do the human animal and dress our kids common, compassionate kids, and we're going to focus on the living wisdom schools all over the world. So let's see. It is Bioenergetic Synchronization Day with Dr. Nels Rasmussen. We'll get back to that shortly because I wanted to remind you about Whispering Dragon in Seattle. Go to the website, whispering-dragon.com. Check out the sound portals. They're very cool. You would download them, you know, like an MP3 sort of thing, and they're very inexpensive. And let's see, I know they have Grounding and Abundance because I have those too. They've done two new ones now, Tranquility and I'm going to have to remember. I wrote it down last week. So Joy. Joy and Tranquility. So there's four sound portals now, and it's them playing their gongs and bells and bows and all that sort of stuff. And you just play them over and over to bring that energy into your life.
So that sounds great. I'm going to have to get that.
Yeah, isn't that cool? So whispering-dragon.com, they're called sound portals. Okie dokie. Let's head back to the phones. And in Issaquah, Pam, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Hello.
Hey, Pam.
Hey, Martha.
And thanks for the reminder to Kathy. So I remember. I know who. I talked to Pam this week on the phone. Pam is a longtime client of mine. I think your dog Maggie is the second generation of dogs I've worked with you, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So we have a long history, and I saw Maggie with Pam, gosh, I don't know, last year time,
a little year ago.
Went over and did a private session with her. Maggie's kind of a black lab type mix. A rescue, isn't she?
Yes, you mean tidy.
We had some aggression issues with other dogs and so forth, and we did some work with that, but I had a concern about her endocrine immune imbalance and thought she might be a Pluckner dog, and so I had Pam order the book, and then Pam called me this week, and lo and behold, Maggie has developed some physical problems, and she's got some condition that's affecting her nail beds. The vets, your vets locally seem to think it's some kind of autoimmune thing.
Yeah, right.
And so Pam was calling me and said, well, you know, should I do all the specialist things? Or, you know, she had a kind of a flash go back to the book, Pets at Risk. And I said, yeah, let's get you up to see Dr. Bill. We need immune support for this dog, and we can test for Pluckner. And apparently you're going to do that in a couple of weeks, right?
Right.
But in the meantime, we need Dr. Nails to check on Pam and Maggie.
And while you were talking, I checked, and Pam?
Yes.
we got to work on Pam?
We need to clean up your energy just a little bit.
Oh, yeah,
And that will benefit both you and Maggie.
Yeah, I could use that.
So hang on. Let me just check exactly how I kind of held off. I didn't want to ruin the surprise.
Pam. We have to work on you before you can work on Maggie.
Probably.
So I'm going to have you close your left eye only.
Okay.
And that is reactive. That makes a weak muscle. So keep that eye closed. And the feeling of pride comes up, the negative feeling of pride. So we're going to find a positive replacement for that.
Okay.
And it's perfection. So I want you to just focus on the feeling of perfection, which is, you know, about the universe. Perfection isn't something we do. It's what already is. So focus on perfection.
That's interesting. That's a good quote. Perfection is not something we do. It's something that is.
You like that? I just made that up.
Yeah. Good. No, that was a good one. I like that.
All right. So what we're going to be doing here, Pam, is with your left eye closed, you're going to be looking down and to the right, and you're going to do that slow, controlled breathing. Did you hear about that earlier?
Yes.
Okay. So do that slow, controlled breathing, and you'll be thinking perfection and the number 7.
Is she closing her right eye only?
Left eye.
Close left eye only. Look down to the right. Slow, controlled breathing, and think of perfection in the number 7.
7.
Yay.
All right. And I'm contacting points on the left side of the base of her skull and then over on the temple area. And I'm starting to get some pulsing coming in here. And there it's synchronizing and slowed down, and it's gotten strong. So you can open your eyes, breathe normally, and then I'll have you close that left eye again just for a little double check here. And that's not reactive, so go ahead and have both eyes open.
Okay.
Now I want you to think the word future.
Hmm.
So just think future. And that reacts. So generally that means something you're anticipating or dreading in the future has got you stressed out. So we'll find out what we need to do there.
Okay.
And, interestingly enough, we are back to pride, so it's connected.
All connected, huh? No surprise.
It's part of that same package. So we're going to go with perfection again, and we'll find out where. Oh, okay. This is simply the same thing, except you're going to have both eyes closed, looking down to the right, and control your breathing, and you'll be thinking perfection and the number 7.
Okay, so both eyes closed, looking down to the right, doing slow, controlled breathing, thinking perfection and the number 7.
And like last time, the pulses are starting to come in.
Yay.
Getting stronger and more even, balanced in both fingers here. And I just had a big sigh, so I know we got it.
Yeah.
All right, so you can have your eyes open again. And let's see if there's anything else here. I'll have you think the word future just to double check that. Okay.
Well, looks like you're good now.
So that's good. All right, that's good. We've cleared up the big thing in your energy field right now. And
does that mean we can move on to Maggie?
Now we can move on to Maggie.
Okay.
And so let me see what I find with Maggie.
Of course, our animals are such wonderful little sponges and reflectors that they, you know, pick up and process our stuff.
So right.
That's why when Dr. Nils comes to my house, he works on me first.
Right.
Then all of the animals.
Yeah, I can
that's
see
right.
that.
Yeah.
And if we can keep the cats from jumping up on her while we're
working
on
it. The cats love him. Ping and pong. They can't wait for him to get. He doesn't even get the table open and pings on the table.
I set the table on the floor on its side, they're jumping up on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So what I've got here now is I'm working on Maggie, and as so often happens with the animals, I get the feeling of good is something that she really wants to know. She's good. So, Maggie, you're good.
Maggie is a good dog.
I'm doing
Maggie
my basic reset points on the side of the neck and the side of the lumbar spine area, just touching those lightly and waiting for pulses to synchronize. But that's the reset for the fight or flight system. For anybody who hasn't listened to me talk about that before, the fight or flight system is engaged when something happens and you're injured and experience pain. It could come from, you know, big loud noises, anything that really causes a stress to which you have to make some adaptation. It can engage it to some degree, but if it's sufficient, the body gets stuck in the fight or flight pattern and doesn't reset itself all the way to the rest mode. So this is essentially a reset for that.
Yeah, and just as a kind of an example, I think, and possibly, you know, like Tycho, what started this whole thing, this whole syndrome that's going on with him last summer was a fight with Gracie attacked him. You know, it was a displaced aggression because the dog's next door threw a fence.
Right.
She attacked Tycho, and then the second time she did that in the fall, it was like, this, you know, he just tanked. So that was, you know, and he needed a basic reset. I think that's what I told him. I think he's stuck in that flight.
Yeah, yeah.
And big time. So it was really good to get that resolved.
I've switched now over to the other side for Maggie, and we still want to remember that she is good. Good's important.
You know, because, you know, when these rescue dogs, you know, they can come packing some emotional baggage and you don't know what kind of traumas or experiences they've had
their
past.
Right.
And I think anybody that adopts a rescue dog, I think that one of the first things I'd put on the list would be a reset treatment with Dr. Nils.
Yeah.
I mean, how could that not hurt to get you, you know, them reset and on a much better plane to be forever homed with you?
Right. Well, I didn't even know her first 9 months. We didn't have a clue what she went through. She was picked up. So,
and that, of course, is usually when these fears and traumas happen that deep seat that affect their behavior for so long.
Okay, so that seems to be it for Maggie. Just we need to let her know she's good, and we've got that reset procedure done.
Super duper. All right, Pam, and then you stay in touch with me. Let me know what happens with Dr. Bill, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right, thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you so much.
Yep, bye, Pam.
Dr. Nelson, Martha.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, but Sue and Bothell, you know, must have been having her ears ringing because, you know, I mentioned her. We got Jasper with, you know, the nose thing and stuff. So we'll work on him next. But we've got to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. So hold on, Sue. We've got open phone lines if you want to get in for treatment. 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And we will continue straight ahead after we take care of our advertisers and sponsors right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, successfully integrate business and life with branding expert Zane Raj, who tells us how to create brand rituals that create customers for life. Composer and strategic consultant Bob Caporali explains the connections between composing music and composing successful business strategies. And talent manager Carol Vallone Mitchell takes an innovative, sometimes controversial approach to show how women can hone their innate skills and rise to the top. Join us Mondays at noon right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymakers Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We've got open phone lines if you would like to call in for a session with Dr. Nels, 425-373-5527, or toll-free 1-888-298-5569. And just keep in mind, you heard about my favorite odor neutralizer, Anti-Icky Poo. It is the best, especially on dog and cat urine. There's just nothing like it. Made by a company called Mr. Max. You can find it around. Vets have it. Some stores have it. I know they got it out in Monroe at Sam's carries it. But if you go to Martha Norwalk Animal World, Martha Norwalk's Animal World website, homepage, it's MarthaNorwalk.com. Our advertisers and sponsors links flash on the homepage, and you'll see one that says Anti-Icky Poo, and you can click on that one. You can go through and find a store, a locator, or order it direct from Mr. Max. And also, remember, Dr. Bill Burlingame, Burlingame Veterinary Consulting. He is my personal vet for a very good reason. He is the most knowledgeable, and that's why Pam's going up from Issaquah all the way up to Marysville to see him, because he's the most knowledgeable in autoimmune disorders and immune support. He's got the best immune support on the planet, the immune chews, the immune tabs. All my cats are eating transfer factor now in their raw food. They really like it. I'm just amazed. I'm so excited about that. Robbie gets his immune tab every day, and Dr. Nels tests to find out what the dosage messages. So we get the right, whether, you know, these things are compatible and what the dosage is. But all of these immune support things have tested really, really well. And Dr. Bill will set you up with the immune support, immune tabs or chews or transfer factors over the phone. He sells directly to you, so you don't have to do a price markup in between. And you can email him. You can call him. He does really inexpensive phone evaluations. So any animal with cancer really needs this immune support. You can email him at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com, or you can call him 425-903-1913. 425-903-1913. And if you miss any of that, of course, or Dr. Nell's contact stuff, which is nellshealingministry.com, phone number 425-238-2668. You can still go to marthanorwalk.com, and they're all on the homepage. Just wait for them to come up and click on them, and if they have a website, that's what it'll take you, or it'll give you their information. All righty, then. You ready, Dr. Nell's, back to work here? All right. Well, see, now here's the other person. We've already talked about you. Welcome back, Sue and Bothell. Hey, Sue.
Hi. Thanks for helping us today.
Now, doesn't she sound like Maggie a little bit?
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Maggie's voice has more higher tones.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But initially, I got you and Maggie confused, Sue.
Uh-huh.
So Sue is in Bothell, and she has the kitty named Jasper, right?
Right.
And Jasper's also 14 years old.
Right. And we've worked with Jasper before.
Yeah,
because okay. the long history, there was a chronic history of sinus infections.
Right.
So everybody worked on, and then that led to a diagnosis of lymphoma, correct?
Right.
And now Jasper's on chemo. Mm-hmm. And we had you on the air last year with Jude and Paul, and they did some energy working. Did you notice any difference with Jasper after that?
Well, his sinus infections cleared up, but he finished his antibiotic, too.
Ah, good. Okay. Well, that's good. So you're just wanting Dr. Nails to tune in and see what Jasper needs?
Perfect.
Okay. So, yep, I'm checking. I checked on you just to be sure, but we need to work with Jasper.
Okay, so Sue's off the hook for
Sue's
the moment.
Off the hook,
okay.
At least for now.
You're off the hook, Sue. We can work just straight on Jasper.
All right. So, let's see here. Oh, I'm not picking up the standard reset thing, so what else can we find?
Well, it's been a different kind of day today, Dr.
Yeah,
Nails.
Yeah.
You said you've done a couple of different things that you've never done before.
Okay, so I'll be contacting just underneath his skull on the right side and then down on his abdomen on the right side and connecting a few points there. And that may, you know, when I think about, well, why would that be? Well, kind of the master switch up there at the base of the skull, the atlas bone. That's where the brain stem kind of fits neatly into a little hole as it turns into the spinal cord and runs down through the spinal column. And so that's our master switch point up there just under the skull. And then the abdomen, of course, has to do with elimination.
Yeah, that's like the medulla oblongata area.
Exactly.
And in my yogi training, that's where the connection is. The spirit and the energy comes in through that point.
Right.
Very powerful point.
Right. And so now also then we've got this abdomen thing, which has to do with digestion and elimination. And so we're getting that connection, the master switch, thoroughly connected to that digestion and elimination center. And I'm getting good pulses on the right side here. Okay, so we'll switch to the left side. That's what comes up next. And we'll be doing the same points there. And that it's called the enteric plexus, which is this web of nerve centers. A plexus is a place where a whole bunch of like nerve fibers come together, and there's gray matter in there, which is the neuron, you might say the basic cell or the place where we believe that thought somehow gets processed in our brains is through in the gray matter. And so there's gray matter in our abdomens. There's just as much in our abdomen, in fact, as there is in our head. So they often call it the gut brain.
Nah.
Yeah. And so it but all those little servos down there in the abdomen are connecting to all these different things that have to do with digestion and elimination. And so connecting our master switch to that area just helps to make sure that all those processes continue to function normally. And I've got good pulses here now. All right. We'll see if there's anything else with Jasper. Okay. Well, again, not the standard.
Well, that's surprising today.
Yeah. So now I'm connecting. Actually, there's a place that I would call the kidney point. It's classic in the chiropractic lexicon, where the rib cage ends at that point. That's your kidney point. That's where the nerve fibers come out of the spine. And also, I think a lot of other disciplines recognize that as being a big deal with the kidneys. So that, and then higher up in the area where the nerves have to do with the heart area. It's always good to have lots of good heart energy flowing through your body, because the heart is much, much more powerful electronically or bioenergetically than your brain is. The brain actually has a very weak signal compared to the heart. I think I heard somewhere it was like 15,000 times different or something.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, when they do an EKG on a person, they can hook up leads all over the body, you know, down in your foot and things like that. So, yeah, they can measure the heartbeat anywhere in your body because the electrical pulse just goes everywhere.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so now I've got good connection going there, and we're going to reverse that. Oh, and I got the big sigh, so I know things are...
Oh, good.
That's
good.
Always a
yeah,
big...
No, yeah, no.
Yeah, when I feel that happen. And Martha's yawning now. So we know that she got a reset too.
Yeah.
All right. So there we go. We're starting to get the pulses coming in here. All right. Good, strong pulses. So we'll see if Jasper needs anything else. Nope. Not picking up anything else for him right now.
All right, and once again, Sue, since this is, you know, these with these old-timers, it would be good for you to pull up the archives on, you know, MarthaNorwalk.com and listen to this treatment. How often for Jasper to go through this again with you?
Well, yeah, you know, you can do it a couple times a week anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And you know, if you have him in the room with you and you're listening to that, there's a benefit there because you're sort of psychoenergetically picking up on what I'm doing, and he's picking up on it from
Excellent.
You.
Excellent. All right. Okay, Sue.
Sounds good.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thanks so much.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All
right. We're switching. We get something different for the moment. We are going to Bothell and welcoming Carrie, who's calling about her horse, Luna.
Oh.
Carrie, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Hello there. I'm glad to be here.
Hey,
hi,
glad to have you. And it looks like Luna's got quite a story here, huh?
Well, I don't know if it's quite a story, but she's a horse.
Well, Kathy says that her right foot is turned outward.
I think it's actually, I was trying to figure out if it's right or left. I get a little dyslexic here, so I was going to validate that for you. But, yes, it turns out, and even when we trim it, it still keeps itself turned. It doesn't seem to come back in. Like, you know, normally you can kind of do corrective trimmings, make those things happen.
Right, well, corrective shoeing sometimes can change their posture and so forth.
Right.
But you say she also becomes unaware of the environment and gets spooked easily.
That's right.
And what kind of horse is she?
She's a Tennessee Walker.
Oh, okay. A Tennessee Walker. Oh, great horses.
Yeah. I was remembering the first time I ever saw one of those. I remember I went to this barn and just, I always like to watch the horses walk. And see, you know, see how they're moving. And I'm watching this horse and I'm going, wow. Either this horse is really broken or there's just something really different here. And she,
and the woman, there's something really different there, isn't
there?
Said,
oh, yeah, that's a Tennessee Walker. They, you know, they have a different gait. And so I watched a while and said, okay, I'm getting it now.
Yeah, I love to watch. Oh, they're magnificent horses.
Yeah, once you get, you know, clued into that, it's not the same kind of gait. Then it starts to work.
Yeah, how old is Luna, Carrie?
She's about 4 years old, and it is her left foot, not her right foot.
Left foot, okay.
Okay, are we talking front, rear? What are we?
Front left.
Okay, front left, and it's turned out very interesting.
4 years old. Now, Tennessee Walkers often, sometimes you ride them, sometimes they do karting, I think, and stuff. Do you do anything with Luna, Carrie?
She's a riding horse.
Riding horse, okay.
Okay. All right, so I'm checking on Luna. Okay, and
that almost sounded like a rooster.
That
in the
was,
background.
In fact, a rooster.
Was that a rooster?
Well, we're not to the barn, so yes, that was a rooster.
Yay! How cool! Welcome to Animal World. Right, maybe he wants a reset or
we
something.
We are on the farm. Yeah. Great. I feel right at home now.
Yeah. Good. Me too. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. So let's see here. Anyway, I'm working on the left side, and it's going to be in the middle of the neck on the left. And where are we going? Oh,
I
hey.
Love it.
Now that's a different
Does the rooster
one.
Have a name?
There's several roosters.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I could tell that was a different. That's a smaller, smaller, higher pitched one.
You're exactly right.
Wow, so you're pretty intimate with roosters,
oh,
Dr.
I know a lot.
You,
of,
by their crows, you yeah, can yeah. you can tell.
Yeah, I can almost see him walking around. Does
wow.
he have Does he have fluffy feet by any chance?
The bigger one does.
Oh, the big one does. Okay, the little one does. Okay. All right, so...
That's so cute. Oh, I love
anyway,
it.
I'm reaching into space way out here, and I'm holding my hand on the left hip, kind of up high in the rump...
Of Luna.
Of Luna, and then over on the side of the neck, and I'll be holding these two points until we get some good pulses happening, and... So you're right there. Are you wearing a headset by any chance?
No, okay. But I can walk over there if you'd like me to.
Well, I was thinking you would need to have both hands free, and that would be...
I can just put the phone on speaker.
Yeah, that doesn't do so well
yeah,
on radio.
That gets
we get echoes, and you sound like you're in a tunnel or underwater.
It kind of goes from crazy,
yeah,
the, crazy
Mike,
to
Mike
weird.
Would not be happy with a speakerphone.
So anyway, we'll just do the energetic work here. But I'll tell you, and you can if you listen to the archive, you can do this yourself later.
That's a good
yeah.
idea.
So left side of the neck, it's going to be actually slightly forward. If you were to put a hand on the throat and then back on the mane, bisect it or make it, you know, about equidistant from those two points, and then move just a little forward towards the throat of that, just a little bit more, and it's in the middle of the neck. And if you lightly stroke your hand along the neck, you might feel even a little bit of a tense spot or a bump. You rest the finger there. I would suggest, if you're standing on the left side of the horse, to use the pointer finger of your left hand. And then the middle finger of your right hand would go, I guess it's called the croup area.
Yeah.
And out just a little bit farther, not too far, a couple inches out from there, over the rump.
Okay.
And you rest your hand there. And this is a basic reset for horses. These are the two points I find most often for
excellent.
Them.
Now, we are getting up towards the top of the hour, so at some point, in about a minute, we've got to close out this hour, fire up the next one.
All right.
My sense is that we keep Carrie. Can you stay with us, Carrie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We keep Carrie on hold and come back after the top of the hour because I want to make sure that Luna gets everything she needs.
Right.
But I also want Dr. Nels to check on these roosters because I love roosters, and just to make sure they aren't chiming in because they need anything out there. And Nikki, I promise we'll get to you, but I want to make sure that we get everybody on the farm taken care of.
Okay.
All right.
So are we good?
Yeah, let's go ahead and break.
All right. We are going to close out hour number two, fire up hour number three. Obviously, we'll have to get to current events during hour number three sometime. So hold on. We've got a couple of open phone lines if you want to get into the line up. And local phone number 425-373-5527, toll free 1-888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Dr. Nels Rasmussen straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.